With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Education Department is asking an Ivy League school to apologize and strip a prominent so-called transgender swimmer of his awards. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Trump administration says the University of Pennsylvania illegally denied women equal opportunities by letting a transgender swimmer compete on the school's women's team and into team facilities. The administration's statement Monday doesn't name Leah Thomas, the transgender swimmer who last competed for the Ivy League school in 2022, but the investigation opened in February by the U.S. Education Department focused on Thomas, who became a leading symbol of transgender athletes and a prominent political target. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The man who killed a Connecticut state trooper is sentenced.
Alex Oyola Sanchez struck trooper first class Aaron Pelletier while the trooper made a traffic stop on a highway. Oyola Sanchez drove off. He was then arrested several towns away and later told investigators that he snorted fentanyl and cocaine earlier that day. A judge handed down an 18-year prison term, which was agreed to by the defense and prosecution, when Oyola Sanchez pleaded guilty to manslaughter in February. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Amazon's first Kuiper Internet satellites are headed to space after the first scheduled launch was postponed due to weather. A United Launch Alliance rocket carrying 27 of the satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida Monday. Project Kuiper is Amazon's plan for a constellation of thousands of Internet-beaming satellites that will compete directly with SpaceX's Starlink once they are up and running. The satellites are expected to separate from the rocket roughly 280 miles above Earth's surface, and Amazon will then look to confirm the satellites can independently maneuver and communicate with employees. This is SRN News. Tennessee has a new law protecting medical personnel.
The bill lately signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee guarantees that no doctor, nurse, or other medical professional will have to participate in an abortion, a sex change operation, or any other procedure that violates their deeply held religious convictions. Greg Chalfin of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, patients are best served by healthcare professionals who are free to act consistent with their oath to do no harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events promoting the queer trans agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both the firing of the president and the chairman of the Kennedy Center took place in early February. The World Pride event is held every 2 years. This is SRN News. A decision from the White House soon on drinking water.
The Trump administration will soon say whether it intends to stand by drinking water standards for forever chemicals set last year. The EPA says PFAS increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and babies being born with low birth weight. But reducing PFAS could be costly for thousands of water utilities. The Biden administration says those costs were worth it, but it's unclear if current EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin agrees. He's expressed concern about places with marginal amounts of PFAS that could incur high costs to reduce it. John Scott reporting.
UPS will lay off 20,000 workers over the remainder of the year following 12,000 job cuts last year. According to reports, the job cuts are linked to a drastic drop in Amazon deliveries, which is their largest customer. More details at srnnews.com.